You know, it seems no matter who you are or what you're struggling with, the companionship of a cat or a dog can provide us with a tremendous emotional lift. Okay, now supersize that thought. Think in your mind, big soft eyes, silky mane and tail, velvety muzzle. What are you thinking of? A horse, of course. And the horse has been our animal partner for thousands of years. Today, though, these incredibly important creatures are being used as a form of therapy for people with physical challenges. So we went to a very special farm in New England to witness the extraordinary partnership between horse and human.
An old barn in Tewksbury, Massachusetts is not the kind of place you'd expect to come for a physical therapy session. But then again, you wouldn't expect your therapist to have four legs, hooves, and weigh about 1,000 pounds either. The Tewksbury Hospital Equestrian Farm is home to a program where human and horse therapists help people with all kinds of disabilities. The horse's gentle personalities and rolling gaits help riders build strength and confidence. Dr. Peter Connolly is Chief Medical Officer at Tewksbury Hospital, which treats patients with chronic diseases like multiple sclerosis and other physical disabilities.
Being on the horse and riding the horse and having the big symmetrical animal move you really helps to help you relearn how to put your muscles together again.
Six-year-old Zach Sabaluski is one of the farm's youngest riders.
Go!
Zach was a toddler when his parents realized something was wrong, but no one could say exactly what it was.
It was like 3.5 years of someone help my child, like I want him to walk, and they couldn't, no matter what test we did, couldn't find an answer.
Zach has a set of symptoms his doctors haven't been able to put a name to. Among them, neurological delays, speech difficulties, and muscle problems. Kelly Sabaluski knew her son needed something to supplement his traditional physical therapy, so she began to search. That's when she found hippotherapy.
Yay! You're here!
Hippos is the Greek word for horse. Hippotherapy literally means horse care. It's physical, occupational, and even speech therapy that uses the movement of a horse to help stimulate better muscle function. Kelly first brought Zach to the farm when he was 2 years old.
I was skeptical at first, I guess, because I was just nervous that, first of all, he's going to be up on a horse, and how big is this horse going to be?
Hi, Ben.
And is he going to like the horse, is going to take off 90 miles an hour. I just didn't know much about it. But that changed once we had our first session.
I learned about how it all comes together to work for Zach while I spotted him during his therapy.
He's not strapped in, so you have to sort of watch him to make sure he doesn't fall off the horse.
You can just keep your hand just on his leg and his thigh, and that way his body is doing all the work and
so,
all the stuff.
So you want him to actually focus on the riding process and work a bit to ride.
He's using all his core muscles. A horse has a unique offering, because that's the same thing our hips do as people.
There are a handful of small studies to support hippotherapy for people with conditions like cerebral palsy, spinal cord injury, and multiple sclerosis.
Go!
Don't try this at home. If you have a horse, you'll get most benefit facing forward. But with something like this, this is actually a part of the therapy. And again, it's working the back muscles.
Yep. And for many kids that sort of slump in their chair that have that posterior pelvic tilt, that rounded back, this is a really great exercise, because you'll see when we stop Ben, you'll see as soon as he has to use all those muscles, and now that we've done it once, he kind of knows, oh, I got to use those muscles.
This is actually pretty cool. You see, Zach is actually physically
leg up and over,
taking command. He's actually moving himself around this horse, and this may be an everyday function for us, but for Zach, these are real challenges that he's learning to master, and he seems like he enjoys this challenge.
Leg up and over, face his ears.
Look at
Zach's been doing hippotherapy at the farm for 4 years.
Good job. Get in the middle. Ready, set, go! go.
Good job.
And you'll see that, you know, he'll talk more.
Jessica Sutton comes here for a different treatment called therapeutic riding, primarily because she's got more muscle strength than Zach.
Good.
Zach's treatment is more physical therapy, while Jessica's is more about learning riding skills appropriate to her disability.
Hey, Jessica. How's it going?
Awesome.
Jessica has a brain condition called arteriovenous malformation, an abnormal connection between the blood vessels in her brain. The disorder caused a stroke, which has affected her speech and movement and some of her cognitive abilities.
What's your favorite thing about riding a horse?
All the freedom I get when I'm up here. Because when I'm on a horse, I don't think of myself as Jessica with a disability. I think of Jessica as a normal person.
The minute she got on it, she was home.
Susie Sutton is Jessica's mom.
She suddenly would sit up straighter. Her head would have good positioning. She felt relaxed.
Riding has given Jessica a new level of confidence.
When I go to school and I tell people who are in my class from year to year that I do horseback riding, they'll be like, you do horseback riding?
She gets up to ride. And the thing is that to have a purpose to get up, that's what life is all about.
The horse has a very symmetrical movement, and Jessica's movement when she's walking isn't symmetrical, and the horse is helping to reprogram her muscles in a more symmetrical fashion, her right and left side moving the same.
We see the ability and confidence and the build-up in physical stamina and balance, but what about the therapeutic benefits that apply to cognitive skills?
Well, riding takes a lot of motor planning, sequencing, memory, all those cognitive skills that go into any activity. So when Jessica walks over a pole or steers around a cone, she's incorporating all her cognitive skills to make her body do something in a certain order.
She gets on the horse, and she's like she was just before the stroke. For that one half hour, she doesn't have the disability. It's the horse that gives her back what she's lost.
Well, it's definitely a relief for us to find something that works for him. And, it, you know, that combined with other things help him live a better life.
So he can walk independently.
Look
which
at that.
Before he got on, he was unable to walk independently.
I think he'll do this forever. As long as he'll have us, he'll be the oldest one on the horse.
Good job, Zach.
Good job, buddy. You know what I love about animals like this is that they're perfect for bringing people together. You know that if you have a dog or a cat like Oscar here, that they're perfect for breaking the ice, for meeting other folks. So we're about to meet a very special group of women who credit their pets with bringing them together at a time when these women needed each other the most. Here you go.
It's Saturday morning in suburban Maryland. 14 women, 15 dogs, 2 cats, and a guinea pig are about to spend the day together, all for a very good cause.
Can I take you home?
They're members of Critters for the Cure. The women are breast cancer survivors. The critters are their pets who've helped them along their cancer journeys.
If it works, do you do it?
Clancy Kress started the organization, a nonprofit created to promote breast cancer awareness through the love of pets.
It's that relationship that you have with your pets that makes you feel normal. And I think when you're going through something like breast cancer, you need to feel normal because there's nothing normal about that battle.
Today, members and pets have gathered for a unique fundraiser, a Critters for the Cure calendar. Its proceeds will help fund medical care and other services for uninsured breast cancer patients in the Washington, D.C. area. Allie Stark is Clancy's best friend and the inspiration for the group. Allie has stage 4 breast cancer. the disease has spread to her vital organs. Her dog, Molly, who died last year, was with her during the worst years of her 31-year battle.
Molly was next to my side every minute. And she was just loyal and sweet and wonderful.
Allie's new companion is a puppy named Ellie.
Actually, in 2000, I had it in the right breast.
Here we are, women. We came with no makeup on, some with no wigs on, and it was so unbelievable.
Bev Kearns has been fighting cancer for more than a decade. She got involved in the group because of her cat, Jessie, who was with her through some of her toughest days.
Their pets never left their side from the time they started treatment until the time they finished treatment. They just instinctively know that they need to be with you 24/7. If you're throwing up because of chemo, if you're blue and you wake up at 3 in the morning and start to cry, it's that special bond that gets these women through these lousy times.
Bev and Jesse's story began 12 years ago when she adopted him as a kitten just after she was first diagnosed.
I was taking Jesse to the vet with three little kids in tow, maybe bickering in the back seat, I don't know, but I wasn't feeling very well. And I thought to myself, why did I add to my stress and bring this little cat home?
But through countless rounds of chemo and radiation, Bev says Jesse has been her lifeline.
Jesse physically helps me to relax. If I feel like taking a rest and he's there, it tends to make me want to lay down. It allows me to actually stop and put down what I'm doing and take that break that I really do need. The purring alone is what soothes me the most.
Now Bev has a social network of women who understand her bond with Jesse.
We get together, we talk about our pets, we talk about breast cancer.
You look into one's eyes.
Among Bev's new friends is Karen Ulisney. Karen is doing makeup for this year's calendar. It's a way for her to give back to a group that's brought her so much support.
I'm here to make you look fabulous.
Like Bev, Karen had no family history of breast cancer when she was diagnosed at age 40.
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty color.
And she, too, found comfort with a pet by her side.
Nala would curl up next to me, and if she would hear me sniffling and just making the noises of sadness, she would come up to me and she would start licking my face. There were many times where she would just dry my tears. I could talk to Nala, and it was almost like she talked to me back. I know that sounds strange, but I felt it. I could feel her emotion. I could feel that she got me, and I got her. You can either decide to be paralyzed by the fear, or you can take that energy and move it in a positive direction. And that's what Nala taught me, how to move it in a positive direction.
When Karen's daughter was old enough to move out, she took Nala with her. Now there's someone different waiting for Karen to come home, a pointer mix named Sophie.
Sophie's story really struck me. She was left alone, and she was stripped down to nothing. And that's how you feel. That's how you feel when you're going through cancer treatment. You feel like you have nothing.
When Karen's cancer returned, Sophie was there.
I know that she sensed the difference. She could tell that I was not myself. She would come over to me more often. When I sat down, she would come up and cuddle with me more often. She really saw me through that scare.
So you don't even know there's a rabbit there.
It truly was a blessing when I found these women. They were all very much like me. You know, their pets had that same healing effect.
Any of these women will tell you a pet's companionship is truly strong medicine.
It was the dog, you know, believe it or not, that you can connect with. I could hug my children, that was awesome. But it was her that I could cry with.
It's pretty unbelievable that my cat has led me to friends that I'll have for life. These women I would have never met had it not been for Jesse. They are confident, they are good friends, they are women that I have a lot in common with, other than my pet and our illness.
All right, Chip, come on, ready? Come on, you ready? Go get it, go get the ball. Good boy. What dog doesn't like to chase after a ball? You know, the thing is about these animals, whether you're feeling fine or not doing so well, when life is looking up at you or tosses you a curveball, what's great about pets is that they're always there for us. You know, we've shared a special bond with dogs and cats for more than 10,000 years. But the thing is now, we're just starting to understand how important this relationship is. Whether it's your dog who motivates you to get out of the chair and go for a walk, or perhaps it's your cat whose purring soothes your nerves after a long day at work, or maybe it's the assistance animal who makes simply living a lot easier. Just having a pet in your life can be great medicine. I'm Jeff Corwin. Thanks for watching. Come on, champ. Come on, buddy. Come on. Yes. Yes, you're a good guy. As we've seen, people and their pets benefit physically and emotionally from that almost magical human-animal bond. So visit powerofpaws.org today to tell your tale about how you and your pet have a better life together. And when you do, a dollar may be donated to help our partners keep making a difference in the lives of people and their pets.